Tourism and Hospitality Minister Mangaliso Ndlovu, in an interview with the state-controlled Sunday Mail, said that vaccination certificates for visitors were an advantage, but that visitors must show a negative PCR test valid for more than 48 hours after arrival to enter Zimbabwe. Ndlovu spent several days last week touring border areas. A Zimbabwe Tourism Authority spokesman confirmed the pronouncement reflects a government decision. However, Chief Koti said so far no statutory instrument or SI has been issued to implement the new measures.
We need to align to that as such. There is no SI that is out as yet, but they were doing border tours, him and the Ministry of Home Affairs, I think Defense as well, throughout the last week. So I'm sure it's a position that is agreed upon as government. So it means that when you come to the border, then you should be able to come through without that vaccination, as long as you produce that negative PCR test, which is within the time frame that is required.
The government reopened the country's land borders last month after having closed the ports of entry for nearly a year to curb the spread of the pandemic. Many businesses in the tourism and hospitality sector have struggled to survive during the pandemic, which sharply curtailed world travel. According to the World Bank, Zimbabwe's tourist arrivals sank to about 640,000 in 2020, down from 2.3 million in 2019, a loss of more than $620 million. Ross Kennedy of Africa Albida, which operates lodges in the famous Victoria Falls area, welcomes the new COVID-19 measures, saying his sector has suffered massive losses.
From every possible angle, employment, community, revenue, viability, damage to destination reputation, etc., airlines pulling out, it has been devastating.
Luke Brown of the Zambezi Conservation Alliance joins Kennedy in welcoming the land border reopenings.
Many have now started to begin a recovery process. In terms of readiness for COVID-19, I think early on was prepared. We were fortunate in that the government supported us with early vaccinations. In so far as hotel staff and staff supporting the tourism industry were vaccinated, which boosted confidence, importantly, amongst the tourist mindset who are visiting Zimbabwe. I think the recent opening of borders in Zimbabwe will really now help us to make a full recovery. It will certainly boost the industry.
Michael Ndiweni of the Blawayo Vendors and Traders Associations sees the new measures as positive, as many of his group members sell craftsware to tourists.
It's going to assist those that are stuck, particularly in the course, traders in the course, actually surviving on selling their crafts to and their assets to tourists. So the opening of borders will really be helpful to their business.
Still, COVID-19 is very much alive globally, and Zimbabwe health professionals warn citizens to maintain vigilance. Kennedy says the hospitality sector will work to protect clients by following recommended health practices. He says in Victoria Falls, businesses are coordinating closely to keep customers and staff safe. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.